Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 45, recorded Wednesday, August 14th, 2013. Well, as a part of the dog days of podcasting, I am admittedly doing this every day, and I have to admit, although this has been great to get me restarted in my podcasting, daily is tricky. Daily's tricky. I think Dave Slusher's done a, yes, I'm name checking you again, Dave. Has done a great job with his history of his fandom to give himself kind of an overarching thing to talk about. And I have resisted doing anything similar because I'm like, good Lord, am I just going to follow Dave around like a little puppy dog and do whatever he does? And I'm not doing the exact same thing, but today I was like, I don't know. I'm not clicking on it today. So what I decided to do was something a little similar. I mean, this probably is just literally a one day's worth of info, whereas Dave has really, like, gone deep and, done 10 podcasts, whatever, so far about this. What I thought I'd do is talk about my con, like, history so far. The cons that I go to regularly, the ones I've been to, stuff like that, kind of things that I like to do at cons. Cause I'm a sci-fi con going person. I've been doing it since the mid 80s. And Dave's been talking about the Atlanta Fantasy Fair, which was the first con he went to. And I went to my first con right around the same time, I think the same years that Dave did. It wasn't Fantasy Fair because it wasn't in the Omni. It wasn't Atlanta, however. I lived in North Carolina at the time. It was in Atlanta, and I cannot... I've been looking around. It wasn't downtown. It wasn't at the Omni. It was like kind of a regular, you know, Holiday Inn-ish kind of flat sort of hotel. I can't for the life of me remember what it was. I really hope that I can at some point figure out what con that was. I remember... I believe the very first year that I went, it was either the very first year or the I went to that con 2 or 3 years in a row and then didn't go for a few years. Either the first year or the second year, which had been 84 or 85, I think. 83 or 84. 83 or 84. Anyway, I remember I played in the dungeon, like dungeon with a capital exclamation point. It was a TSR game, I believe. I should have looked this up before the start of the podcast, but I didn't. It was a TSR board game that kind of gave you a simulation of dungeon dwelling or dungeon, you know, running. Now, I was going to say it's not similar to GURPS at all, like in terms of GURPS. Another Steve Jackson, Munchkin, but that's what I was looking for. Actually, not similar to Munchkin at all. It was very much a board game sort of thing, but a little bit of similarity in the sense that it was like a board game, non-RPG dungeon version of a dungeon delve. You move through various rooms and do various things, and you're trying to beat the other characters in the game. And I had played a whole bunch of dungeon before I went there because I was really trying to do well. And I think I came in second. I don't believe I won. I think I came in second. And then I think I also played in the Dune tournament. And Dune was a Avalon Hill board game that I really liked. I still have. I have a new copy. I lost my original copy. The second copy that I have now is I've had it for years. But it's the version with Sting as Thade Rotha on the cover, which is not the original. This is the version that was printed after the 80s Dune movie. So it's not my original, but I do still have a copy of Dune and I enjoy the game. It's a good game. So, like I said, that the original con that I went to, I can't remember. I hope that I can figure it out or figure out a good guess at it. That would be great. Went to that for a couple years. Next cons that I went to were when I was in college. I didn't really do the con thing at all. After I got out of college, I moved to Baltimore. And in Baltimore, I went to Origin once. Origin came in and out of Baltimore. regularly. And I also went to Disclave, which is a DC con. I would say 91 or 92, I would guess. I had a good time. I remember going to Disclave and really enjoying it. And then 91, 92, maybe 93, but I think it was 91, 92 era. I think I went to, for some reason, I never went to Balticon when I lived in Baltimore, which is very weird. It was out in, it's I think it's always been kind of out in the suburbs, and I lived right down near the Inner Harbor, which might have been part of it at the time. I don't really know. I don't remember. I don't remember why I didn't go to Balticon, but I didn't. And then I moved to Atlanta in 95, and the year after that is when I started going to Dragon Con. I went to my first, I believe my first Dragon Con was either 95 or 96. And I went for a couple years, and then I took a couple years off. And then in 99, since 99, I've only missed one. So that was kind of when I really started getting into the con stuff, and enjoying it a lot, and meeting people and having fun. A whole group of my friends, that some of them I still know, some of them don't, and I've met new people since then. But I have a lot of, pretty much most of my friends are either from work or from interactions in cons and geek sort of things like that. And during the 2000s, I would say, I primarily went to Dragon Con every year. I've been to, it was at the beginning, at Dragon Con, orders of magnitude larger than most cons. Until you've been to Dragon Con or something like Comic Con, but the Comic Con type cons are different because they're any con that's in a, like a convention center versus actually in the hotels is a kind of a different experience, because frequently that means that people are staying at hotels that are kind of spread out all around the area. And so in the evenings, it's just like, the conness kind of fritters away to a certain extent. I mean, it goes to all the hotels, but Dragon Con is different in the sense that it is in downtown Atlanta, and the con is in the hotels. So it's con 24/7. It's an amazing experience. If you haven't been to Dragon Con, it is something worth going to. So during the 2000s, that's like I said, so 96, I think I went 96 and 97 to Dragon Con, and then took a couple years off and started in 99. And then since then Dragon Con, was a fairly small con in Atlanta, during the 2000s called Sci-Fi Summer Con, which I went to a number of times. It has since pretty much, kind of frittered away, which is kind of bad, kind of too bad. It wasn't a bad little con. There's another con usually a week or two after Atlanta or after Dragon Con called Anime Week in Atlanta. I've been to a couple times, mainly just to hang out with friends there. I like anime. I'm not a huge anime person, but usually people who've built costumes, things like that for Dragon Con, if they could recycle them for AWA, they would do that. So I've been there a number of times with friends. There are a couple of Chattanooga cons. Chattanooga, Tennessee is about 100 miles from Atlanta. And Chattanooga has one called Chattacon and another one called Connooga that are actually both at the Chattanooga, or they were when I went there. I haven't been in several years. But both at the hotel that's at the Chattanooga Choo Choo Inn, or Chattanooga, I can't remember if it's a Holiday Inn, but it's like the Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel, which is kind of this interesting spread out sprawling hotel that has a really, it's actually a pretty good con. The cons are in, especially Chattacon, it's in like February, it can be really cold, and it's a spread out outside hotel type thing. So you're doing a lot of walking between buildings, at 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning, and it can be a bit chilly. But actually quite a fun con. I've enjoyed Chattacon and Connooga as well, both. And then there's a fairly new con in Atlanta. Well, it's probably 6 or 7 years old now, that I went to a couple times called Anachrocon, which is a steampunk focused con that I've been to several times. I've been in a few years, and it's done fairly well because steampunk's gotten get big in the past few years. But you know, my con things have changed and evolved over time, and what I'm into right now, Charlotte and I both, and my wife Charlotte, really actually likes the whole con and gaming scene and everything. So what we do now, this past year, Dragon Con, we both love. This year was the first year that we did actually go to Balticon. We have several friends. Dave Slusher hasn't been recently, but Dave Slusher has gone to Balticon before. I think I've probably heard about it from him first. I also am friends with John Taylor Williams and Thomas Gideon of the Libation Liberation Front. And Thomas Gideon also has the Command Line podcast. And they're and Jude Schubert as well. I know several people that go to Balticon, and this year was our first year there, and we really enjoyed it. So we'll definitely be back next year. Balticon's definitely on our schedule. Then also there's a con in Charlotte called Con Carolina, which is, I would say, fairly similar to the Sci-Fi Summer Con that I was talking about before that was in Atlanta. It's a small local con, fits very well within one hotel, but really a lot of fun. And we've been to that, Charlotte and I've been to that for 4 years now, I think. And we really like that. We go every year. It's in early June, so it's kind of the beginning of the con season. It's also Heroes Con, which is sometimes used to be the same weekend as Con Carolina, but the past couple of years has not been. So we didn't go this year, but we went last year. It's more of a comics con. It's more of a kind of convention center-y sort of con. But we enjoyed it, and we bought quite a few comics. And we'll probably go again, definitely. And then Dragon Con, usually at the Labor Day weekend, is never a miss, or something never to miss. I really like that. In terms of cons, it's interesting. Everybody does different things. During the early to mid 2000s, a lot of the people that I hung out with were big costumers. Never really got into costuming. I do actually enjoy costuming now, but it's very light stuff. I know people who do, the Stormtrooper thing and the Darth Vader thing, and have plastic vacuum forming equipment and do all sorts of crazy stuff. Charlotte and I tend to sometimes build, like I said, I built some props for like props, nothing crazy. For at least one of the costumes that we're doing this year. And some of our friends are costumers. A little more lighter, kind of on the casual costuming side. Nothing we're trying to go into a costume contest or anything with. But it's a lot of fun. I like something. Dragon Con is Labor Day weekend in Atlanta, which can be very warm. We found that out last year, where we did a costume that was really, really hot for both Charlotte and I, kind of overheating, almost heat stroke sort of thing. So I tend to try to go for the costumes that are not going to give you heat stroke, which I think is a good idea. Also, we both like gaming, mostly board gaming sort of things very much. You can easily find me in the gaming room at Dragon Con. Spend quite a bit of time there. If I'm not there, I'm usually on, unless they move everything. For the past several years, the panels that I've gone to have mostly been, they're on the second floor in the Hilton. There's a whole section of stuff that I'm all into. There's the skeptics track, the podcast track, the science track, the space track, and the EFF, this little room, are all within kind of a U-shaped area of each other. And if I'm not in the gaming room, that's usually where we are. So that's kind of, certainly we go to other places and we go to other tracks, but that's kind of home base for us, is that area in the Hilton. So that's where we'll be. If you're looking for us at Dragon Con, that's the area to look for. So I thought I'd just give that overview, and gosh, I've run over much longer than I thought, so that was not bad for today's podcast. That's kind of my con history. I might have missed a few in there, but that's most of the cons that I have been to, and the ones that I go to on a regular basis now. Always looking for new, good area cons. I don't mind going a little distance. Baltimore is not exactly close to Atlanta or Charlotte. either one. But that's what we do as of now. Always looking for new good cons. So I think that'll wrap it up for today. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The website is kenzoid.com, K-E-N-Z-O-I-D.com. You can leave comments there, or you can email them to me at kkennedy, K-K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, at kenzoid.com. You can also, my Google Plus and my Twitter handle will be in the show notes, and you can feel free to comment there as well. And this is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, which is at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. So there you go. That's my con history, and we'll figure out yet another thing to do tomorrow. So we'll see you then. Take care. Good day. Bye-bye.